Yeah, man, welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and this is another episode in our series of Root Work. And for those that don't know, Root Work is a practice of accountability and ownership, starting with creating change within yourself. So I'm doing this from a vacation. We are in clear water, as you can see, good people. Oof. Yeah, ocean view, it's a little 16th floor actually, you know, nothing crazy, but it's a good time. And I felt like I wanted to try to be consistent. I wanted to try to keep doing the work, even if I'm not necessarily working. So just a quick hit root work thing this week, and we're going to get up out of here. So let's start with number one. I'm not a hostage. God is up to something. I am a weapon. So with this, I was in a place of thinking that I was at effect at everything. Things weren't working out the way I wanted them to work out. Situations weren't being handled the way I wanted them to be handled, and I just felt like life was just coming at me from all angles, in relationships, in the brand, at work, all type of stuff. So being in that mode, you can start to feel like things are just happening to you. You can start to feel like a hostage of the moment, like you have no control, you have no input. Things are just going to happen the way that they're going to happen, and you can do nothing about it. But this reminds me that God is working on something, that God is doing something. That all of these things aren't just happening to me. I am actually going through some things to gain experience, to become a better weapon, to handle situations moving forward, to handle the next level that he has me going to handle that moment in life when things will just turn around and now I can be in that moment. I can have grace in that moment. I can grow in that moment. I can embrace that moment to get the fullest out of it. So understand, the stuff that you're going through is not to break you, is not to tear you down, is not to diminish your confidence. It is to grow you, it is to build you, it's to get you prepared for that next stage that you want to get to. Because what you are now can't sustain that next level that you're trying to get to. So embrace the struggle, embrace the hardship, embrace the challenges, learn the lessons you need to learn from them, and then be a better weapon moving forward. Let's go to number two. I try to get better every day as a worker, as a motivator, as a husband, as a dad, little by little. Challenge the group on that. That's the hook. And this was a note to myself on how I want to operate. I want to make sure as I'm growing, make sure as I'm learning, make sure as I'm developing as a motivator, as a employee, as a dad, as a husband, that I am hitting all of those points. You find that a lot of people, they find what they're really good at, and they kind of go just really hard in that one area of life. They might be a very good parent, so they start to focus on the kid more than a relationship. But they start to, if they are really good at their job, they start to really lean into their job. But then they might start to lose some ground in their marriage, you know, start to lose some ground as a parent. And this is just telling me that all of them matter. All of the steps matter. All of the pillars matter. Because if you have one pillar that's off, the whole building can crumble. So be a good worker, be a good dad, be a good motivator, be a good husband. You gotta do it all. You gotta keep it all on point. And if one is starting to fall off, take the time to work on that one. Take the time to really focus and really put some energy into that one, just to make sure that it doesn't fall off all the way. I heard TD Jakes say one time that you can't be great at all of them, but you can do a little bit for each one to make sure that it doesn't fall off completely. Because they all matter. You have to work. You got to make the money to bring it into the household. You got to be a great parent, because you are building a human being to that you're going to send out into this world. So you must invest into that human being. You have to be a great spouse, because you were with your spouse before the child came here. You were probably with your spouse before the nice job and the new income came along. So keep that relationship as strong as it started to be. Keep that relationship as strong as y'all build it up at some point. It's going to take work. That means you got to work at it, but you have to work. And as you're at your job, give it all you can. Give all that you can to your job, because you are there for a reason. You may not be at that job forever, and you doing what you're supposed to do, even going above and beyond what you're supposed to do, might just be getting you set up for the next position, for the next job that's lined up for you. So don't look at it as they don't deserve you to do all that. They don't appreciate you doing all that. They probably don't, but you're not doing it for them. You're doing it, in my mind, you're doing it as a thank you to God for giving you the job that you have and showing him that you can handle more. You can be given more. You can be given an opportunity for more, because you will respect the position and you will respect the work. Keep that in mind, man. Keep all those pillars up. All the pillars matter. Let's go to the last one. Make peace with your strengths. This one was me. I was so focused on what I wasn't able to do. As a speaker, as a motivator, I watch Eric Thomas all the time, and I follow his team. And I just kept, as a speaker, I kept thinking, I'm not as dynamic. I'm not as big and loud. I'm not boisterous. I don't get rah-rah like that. And I kept sticking to that, as in that's a reason that I may not be able to be successful as a motivational speaker, is because I'm not like that. This is reminding me to focus on what I'm good at. I may not be good at that, but I'm good at asking tough questions and people feeling like I'm not judging them when I ask it. So then I can really have a conversation with somebody. I'm good at seeing the positive side of things. I'm good at looking at a situation and finding out where can we have a good outcome. What is the possibility of a positive outcome in this situation, and how can we focus on that? Yeah, I could take the facts, but I can always think and speak in faith. How can we focus on that? What can we do there? What's our next step? Those are the things that I'm good at. So those are my strengths I should lean into. I'm still working towards it. I'm not all the way there. I don't want to talk like I'm some finished product, but man, it works so much better when you just work on your strengths, knowing what you're good at, and then doing that thing, man. So I push that on y'all. What are you good at? Whatever field you're trying to get into, whatever you're trying to do as a spouse, in your relationships, as a dad, I'm not going to try to be a different type of dad. I'm going to be the style of dad that I feel like I'm the best at. I get down on my son's level. I learn what he learns. I sing the songs that he sings. We listen to his music. Like I always want to get involved in what he is enjoying in the moment. And I'll show him a couple things, but I want to see what he's enjoying. And I want to jump in that. I feel like that's best for me. Some parents like to, they want to teach more. They want to give more of their childhood and show them what they grew up listening to. And maybe I'll get to that point later, but like, I'm going to be the dad. I'm going to be the spouse. I'm going to be the worker and the businessman. I'm going to just be me. And I want y'all to do the same, man. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Like I said, it's going to be a short episode because I am on vacation. But like we always say, negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go and create you some positive news this week. I love you guys. Catch you in the next episode. Oh, I give you one more view.